From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. The United States Monday determined that Russia has wrongfully detained American Wall Street Journal Evan Gershkovich as journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, as Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports. The designation means the U.S. is effectively saying the espionage charges are bogus and the case is political.
It also means the case has been transferred to the Office of the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, which will allow the U.S. government to allocate more resources to securing Gershkovich's release. Russia's FSB security service said on March 30th it had arrested the American journalist, accusing him of gathering information about a Russian defense company that was a state secret. Gershkovich has pled not guilty, and the Wall Street Journal has denied its reporter was spying. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel told reporters earlier Monday that Moscow has not yet granted U.S. consular officials access to the journalist.
At this point, it is a violation of Russia's obligations under our consular convention and a violation against international law. We have stressed the need for the Russian government to provide this access as soon as possible.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reporting. More than 200 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers have returned home in a prisoner swap. Russia's defense ministry said 106 Russian soldiers were released from Ukrainian custody, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff, Andrei Yermak, said Russia freed 100 Ukrainian prisoners. Neither announcement mentioned whether any intermediaries were involved in the agreement. Yermak said in a statement published on his Telegram social media account that some of the Ukrainian soldiers have severe injuries and illnesses. He added the latest of the sporadic prisoner swaps was not an easy one, but did not elaborate. More information on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A major leak of classified U.S. documents that's shaken Washington and exposed new details of its intelligence gathering may have started in a chat room on a social media platform popular with gamers. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
I spoke to a researcher with the Netherlands-based Bellingcat investigative journalism group that specializes in fact-checking and open-source intelligence, and they have pretty well determined that the documents started spreading from a server on Discord. But there's also some evidence based on Bellingcat's investigation and that the materials may have first been posted online as early as January, but this didn't blow up until the New York Times did a story on it late last week.
That's VOA's Steve Herman reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden is visiting Ireland late Monday to mark the anniversary of the Good Friday Accords. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Biden will first visit Belfast, Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, from April 11th to 12th, to mark progress since the Belfast Good Friday Agreement was signed a quarter of a century ago, and to underscore US readiness to support Northern Ireland's economic potential. The White House says Biden will then spend April 12 to 14 in the Republic of Ireland, holding engagements in Dublin, County Louth and County Mayo, where he'll deliver an address celebrating the deep historic ties between the US and Ireland, signed on April 10, 1998, which was Good Friday. The landmark accord helped end three decades of sectarian violence over the issue of Northern Ireland uniting with Ireland or remaining in the UK. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen has condemned China's military drills in the Taiwan Strait, saying China is not demonstrating the responsible behavior of a major Asian nation. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
China's air, land, and sea drills that ended Monday were a retaliation for Tsai's meeting with the United States House Speaker on her tour of Taiwan's official and unofficial allies. Tsai said she represents Taiwan in the world and is expected to interact with its international friends. Taiwan is a self-ruled island that China claims is part of its territory. Taiwan's defense ministry said eight Chinese naval vessels were still in the water surrounding the island as of Tuesday morning. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A new Associated Press poll shows that about 4 in 10 U.S. adults are least likely to go electric when it comes to buying a new vehicle. They say the main deterrents to buying an electric vehicle are high prices and too few charging stations. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.